One of the main themes of Parshas Ki Tzetze, I would say probably the theme of Parshas Ki Tzetze, is the idea of compassion. Over and over, the Torah describes to us the compassion that we have to have for humans, kol shekein, the compassion we have to have for animals, le'sacharish shavach hamor yachtov. The Rishonim say the reason why you're not allowed to have the two animals together is because one works harder than the other, so the animal that's weaker has to work harder. Compassion on animals. The Torah talks about you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Throughout Parshas Ki Tzetze, one would get the impression that the Torah is teaching us to be big rachmanim. Ki kare kan tzipor lefanecha, mitzav shluach hakan, you send away the mother, that's rachmanis. Over and over throughout the Parsha, then there's ben adam lechaveroi. The Torah says, if you see a friend who needs help, help him, or even rachmanis on the death. V'chiyeh be'ishchet mishpat mavis, v'humasav v'silisar yisalei, someone's hanging on a tree, treat him properly. Over and over throughout the Parsha is an emphasis on being compassionate, being considerate, thinking about others. Yet there's two parts of this Parsha that seem not to fit that narrative. One is the end of the Parsha. You get to the end of the Parsha and we have a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, along with the mitzvah of Timcha as Zechir HaMalek, which means be the opposite of compassionate. Instead of discussing how compassionate you should be vis-a-vis animals, with regard to human beings, with regard to people carrying loads, when it comes to HaMalek, no compassion. Eradicate Minerva, everyone. Everyone's got to go. So that seems to be a direct stira to compassion. Likewise, in the beginning of the Parsha, we find the Parsha of Ben Sayer Umayra. Beginning of the Parsha, the Torah tells us about a kid who seems to be having trouble, slacking off, he's eating too much meat, he's drinking too much wine. Says the Torah, you know what? Kill him now. That seems to be the exact opposite of compassion. Compassion would be take him and put your arm around him and make him feel good and make him feel loved and give him a gym to work out in and give him something else. Why don't you kill him? The whole Parsha is talking about being compassionate, and here the Torah is telling us two direct commandments that are probably the opposite of showing of compassion. So I believe the answer is something we speak about here many times, is that not always is compassion defined by our society. We think that what makes sense to us to be compassionate is compassionate. Says the Torah, no, I'm going to tell you what does it mean to be compassionate. Caring for animals, yes. Not causing animals pain, yes. Not causing people pain, yes. But Amalekim, they're evil people. And evil people, we're not allowed, they're dangerous. They're a threat to, they're a harm to us as a Jewish nation. We must get rid of them. It's not compassion. It doesn't make sense. No, that's not true. It doesn't make sense to your understanding of the situation. To our simple understanding, why would I have to kill a baby Amalek, a nice little baby Amalek sitting in a carriage? I have to go over and stick a sword in it? That's not compassion. The answer is it is compassion. Because the Torah is telling us that this is what you need to do. Because that little baby, although now it's 8 months old, it will grow up to eventually try to kill you. So you have to kill it first. So therefore, the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson in life. So often, we define Rachmanis by either our knowledge or what society defines as Rachmanis. Today's society says, well, this shows compassion and this is against compassion. We as Yidden don't have that same system. We have a system defined by the Torah. What the Torah considers compassion. Yes, we have compassion for animals and we have a violation to cause unnecessary pain to animals. Tzar Baal HaChaim is Machloikis if it's Nisa Dereis or Nisa Derabanan. Many Rishonim hold this Nisa Dereis. You can't kick a dog and you can't smack an animal. That's because we have to show compassion. But then you're going to turn around and stab an 8-month-old Amaleki baby in the head? The answer is yes. Because the Torah is the one that leads us on the path of what compassion is. Same thing with the Ben Sayyarimai. The Torah tells us, this child, Yomos Zakei Val Yomos Chayiv, this is compassion. When you take this kid who's having difficulty and he's destined for a life of evil, killing him right now is the greatest showing of compassion that you can do. Yomos Zakei Val Yomos Chayiv, let him die innocent instead of dying guilty. It's not compassion. The answer is in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is compassion. Showing that I care so much about this child, that I want him to live an afterlife. If you only live for this world, then it's a very, very difficult thing to understand. Why would I kill him? 14-year-old kid, he has his whole life ahead of him. Right? The answer is, says the Torah, no, kill him now. Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaZakai. So I think it's an important lesson. It's a hard, because in life we grapple with this all the time. You know, what does the Torah call compassion? What does society consider compassion? And it changes. Over time it changes. You know, That's really the big mistake we've talked about many times. The error of some of the most liberal of Jews is they are compassionate, just for the wrong people.
Some of the most liberal, hardcore are Jews, and they feel so bad for the Arab, and they feel so bad for them. It's coming from a good place. It's coming from Rachmanis, because that's what we are. But if it's not geared, and it's not showed the proper path, if it's not based on the Torah compassion, then it's just going to end up in a really bad place. So the Torah is teaching us in this week's parasha, what's true compassionism? What does it mean to feel bad? It means we feel bad for those that the Torah says. Feel bad for them, and feel bad for them, but those that you're not supposed to. It's a prohibition. You're not allowed to kill Allah and Amaleki till you have an obligation to go out and kill. There's a famous Yerushalmi, we'll mention it. The Yerushalmi says, different than the Bavli. The Bavli says, what's the Ben Sayre Meir? He has too much meat and too much wine. So what's going to end up happening? He's going to end up stealing and he's going to end up killing. So kill him now. Va'ayomos chayv. The Yerushalmi adds one more ingredient to the equation. Says Yerushalmi, he eats too much meat, he drinks too much wine. He's going to steal, he's going to kill. And what's the last thing, says Yerushalmi? He's going to forget his Torah. Asks Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is what you're worried about. You worry about it, then he's just going to forget what he learned in a shiur 15 years ago. The guy is stealing, he's murdering, he's doing a bit of zara, he's eating food, and you're worried that he forgot his Torah? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a very, very important lesson in life. He says, as long as someone has Torah in his life, there's always a chance to come back. If he has Torah, he's connected to Torah, he remembers Torah, he's associated with Torah, it's never too late. The moment he forgets his Torah, it means he totally blocks out Torah in his life, I'm not connected whatsoever, then says the Torah, this kid is done. However, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, as long as the person holds on to that connection to Torah, he has that want to learn, or remembers the Torah that he did learn, or was associated with Torah on any level, it's never too late for him to come back. But the moment he's mishkachas his Torah, the moment he forgets his Torah, says the Yerushalmi, then already he's going to be too far to come back. It's interesting, we read Parshas Zachar in Parshas Ki Tsetse. This is the Parshas Zachar that we all know of, which this year, because it's a leap year, there's a discussion amongst the Achronim. And the Gemara makes the drasha, you're not allowed to go more than 12 months without saying Parshas Zachar. So this year we're going to go more than 12 months because it's a leap year. So how do you get around it? So we had this a share. We spoke about this once. The Sama Rebbe has a chiddush that he says that it goes longer. You remember things longer now because it's a leap year. There's a whole stickle Torah had to answer. But
you mean reading it dafka before Purim?
Right. No, a person has to read.
Why aren't you going
to
read it
right.
Anyway?
Right, so Parshas Zachar, the Gemara makes a drasha, you have to learn. The Gemara says, how often do you forget? So the Gemara, they connect it to the Gemara in Brachas, it says, people forget things after 12 months. So the Gemara, so the Mefarshim understand, you have to read Parshas Zachar every 12 months. The problem is, in a leap year, from one Purim to the next, or one before Purim to the next, it's going to be 13 months.
But won't the Parsha that it falls in naturally be read
right, so, 12 months? Right, so Kiseitze, which we had, but the problem is, as some of Mefarshim point out, is that because it's a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah deraisa needs kavana. So some shuls announced, everyone should have in mind to be yotze this mitzvah. Many achreidim held that you'll be yotze anyways without it, but it's an interesting point of how to deal with it this year. But the question is, why is it that Parshas Kiseitze is read in Elul? We're talking about Parshas Zachar, Amalek. What exactly does it have to do with El? So I think there's a couple of ways of explaining it. The simplest way is that many Mefarshim point out, Rav Moshe Feinstein says this, that when we read Parshas Amalek, we're not only talking about eradicating the Amalek of the world, we're talking about eradicating the Amalek in us. We all have a little Amalek in us. Right? Because Amalek was an irrational person. It made absolutely no logical sense to attack Bnei Israel after what they saw at Kriyas Yom Suf. It didn't make any sense. Why did Amalek do it? Because he was irrational. It was foolish, irrational, desire, whatever the reason was. Says Rav Moshe, we each have a little bit of Amalek in us. We do irrational things. Many things we do are not logical. We do avarice that don't make sense. We do things that are not proper. And we just do it because we don't think, or we have other reasons. So the Torah commands us to remember the Amalek and really rid the Amalek within us. So that's very appropriate for El, as we're working on ourselves, and we're trying to improve ourselves for the Yemidim. We have to remember, we have to remove the Amalek that is in us, that irrational, illogical way of living life, and doing things just because you have such a desire, or such a hatred, or such a something else, that we have to get rid of. There might be another pshat. We mentioned this pshat many times. I heard this from my Rosh Yeshiva, B'zal Gavsin Zatzal. He asked, what did Amalek not like about us? When he attacked us, we didn't have the Torah yet. We didn't even have 613. We had a few mitzvahs. What was it not to like about us? You know, I understand that the Jewish nation has its flaws. Don't get me wrong, right? But what bad did he see in us that bothered him so much? So he said over that what Amalek didn't like about us is that we had proper midos. We behaved nicely with each other. We interacted nicely with each other. That bothered Amalek. So maybe the Fizah, this is why we read this right now during Elul. So during Elul is the time we have to focus on the good things. We have to work on our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. We all want to come to the Yom HaDin with a good. Year, one of the greatest things that we can bring is if we can work on our Ben Adam L'Chaveri. As much as Rosh Hashanah and El is a Ben Adam L'Mokim experience, and it is, I think we often lose sight that the greatest way to reach a Ben Adam L'Makom relationship is through a Ben Adam L'Chaveri relationship. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we get along with each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much happier with our existence in this world. It definitely gives us a better chance to be able to have a good year. So I think maybe that's why we read it during Elul, to remind us of what Amalek didn't like about us, is our greatest gift. The fact that we could act nicely with each other, we could have proper meters Ben Adam L'Chaveri. And that's why we read it specifically now, to remind us of what the hatred was based on, is our greatest tool to enable us to have a Shana Tov, and therefore we have to remember this as we read it right before, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're holding over here in the Gemara. And we're trying to figure out what would the din be if someone carried an 8-day-old baby from the mother's house to the mother's house. Would that be a violation of Shabbos on a Deraisa level? Would one be able to argue that no, it's exempt under the banner called Chai Noisei Satsma? We had this banner, we had a Machloikis Tanoim, between the Nosin and the Rabbonon. When does one say Chai Noisei Satsma? The Rabbonon say Chai Noisei Satsma only by people, not by animals. The Nosin says Chai Noisei Satsma, whether it's people, whether it's animals. Okay, what about 8-day-old babies? Do 8-day-old babies have Chai Noisei Satsma? So, we mentioned that that's the Machloikis, and we'll talk more about that. But what we left off last week a little bit was, why is Chai Noisei Satsma Potter? So the reason is because they didn't carry live things in the Mishkan. That's what Taisus writes. So I found a couple kashas on this, interesting kashas. First of all, the Netziv. The Netziv in his Sefer Meremi Yisod has a kasha. He says, 1 second. He says, V'koshali, Hagam Ha'oron Hoye Noisei Satsma. Frek the Netziv. He says, what are you talking about? You're telling me now that nothing was everything was carried by a person. It's not true. The Aron carried itself. It looked like you carried it, but the Aron carried itself. So Frekt and Netziv, if the Aron carried itself, so you see in the Mishkan, they did have things that carried itself. So therefore, why do you tell me the rule of, on the Mishkan, they only carried things, and things that were dead? Here, they didn't carry anything. You see, in the Aron was carried by itself. No human involvement necessary. So Chai Noisei Satsma should be the same thing. So even though I have human involvement in carrying this, it should be no worse than the Aron. And he leaves off Taka Tzarechin on this kash. So I saw, what's the simple answer everyone would tell you? It was a nace. Vegmanishkin kash is from a nace. Okay. Kosh Baruch Hu can do what he wants. So the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu made the Aron a nace, so that's not a kash. That's
there they literally weren't carrying anything. There was no malacha. It was just an appearance of a malacha. In other words, when you're carrying a live person who's no say it's asked, whatever that means, so he's lightly low, but you're still carrying something. The question is, with that less of carrying that you're doing, is that a malacha or not?
So, but he's proving that there were things in the Mishkan that didn't need to be carried.
It's like saying, I didn't carry this because I kind of didn't carry it. So the same thing there, they didn't carry the Aron. It wasn't an act of carrying, it was an act of
perception of, right. That's probably the answer as well. That wasn't considered carrying things because it wasn't really carried. That's one kasha. I found a more creative kasha in the Tzitz Eliezer, Waldenberg, in Hagdoma Techela Gimel of Yishayos and Chuvis, and he wrote, I think, 20-something volumes in Tzitz Eliezer. So in the Hagdoma Techela Gimel, he brings the kasha from his Rebbe, who heard the kasha from Reb Chaim Berlin. That was the Netziv's son, keeping it in the Berlin family. Had a kasha from his Rebbe, said, from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Berlin, that had a kasha from Reb Chaim Berlin's kasha on our sugya. Right? Reb Chaim Berlin was brothers with Meir Berlin. Meir Berlin is also known as Meir Bar Ilan. They were half brothers, from the same father, not from the same mother.
Is that Yeshiva Chaim Berlin and Meir Berlin? No.
Chaim Berlin was named from the Netziv's son. Reb Chaim Berlin was the Netziv's son from his first wife. The Netziv lost his first wife. He remarried a second wife. He married his niece. He married the Aruch HaShulchan's daughter. She was much, much younger. She divorced from her husband because she thought her husband wasn't a big enough Talmud Chacham. He thought she was not of the Madrega to be married to her. Her father was a big Paisig, was a dying in a Vardik, and she thought her husband wasn't up to par. So she told her parents, I'm divorcing my husband. I don't want to be married to him anymore. Which was very not done in those years, in the mid-1800s, to leave a husband wasn't done. And she they said, well, who are you going to be married to? No one's going to want to marry. She said, don't worry, someone will marry me. And Taka, she married her uncle. And Netziv was her uncle. So she had a child from that. She had this Meir. So that was, again, the Netziv was much older already by the time this baby was born. But that's the Netziv's son. So Meir Berlin and Reb Chaim Berlin were half-brothers. So Reb Chaim Berlin has a kasha that the Tzitz Eliezer brings down his Akdomo, the following kasha. He says there's another Gemara that we're all forgetting. Right? And there's probably a good reason why we're forgetting it, because it's really hidden. One is a Gemara in Saita, and the end of Saita, one's hidden in a Gemara in Gittin. And the Gemara talks about something called the Shamir. And one of the things that we used in the Beis Hamikdash was the shamir.
May or may not be so good, the milk.
Ah, okay. I'll use caution.
I don't think it's terrible,
but... Use caution, it's okay. In my house all the time, my wife tells me, you know, the milk is spoiled. So, I don't know, no one told me it was spoiled. That seems okay to me. As long as the kids don't throw up, we're okay.
Don't buy
Kol Yisrael. I don't buy Kol Yisrael. I know better than that.
Rewind that tape?
I don't buy Kol Yisrael. I don't buy Kol Yisrael milk, no. Okay, so the shamir. What was the shamir? So the Gemara tells us in two places, in Soita and in Gittin, in the beginning of the seventh parak of Gittin, and the end of Soita, there was this animal called the shamir. It was an animal. And it was used for cutting the stones. It had this unbelievable strength. It was able to cut stones, cut through stones. So Frecht, Reb Chaim Berlin, if you read over here number two, he quotes through the whole Tesis, and he says, V'koshli, third line in. In the Mishkan, they had the shamir. And he assumes he used to carry the shamir. How did they get the shamir from point A to point B? They used to carry it. So Frecht, Reb Chaim Berlin, so you see, they did carry a lot of things in the Mishkan. And if Chaim Berlin said on this kasha, he has no answer. This stumped him to the... He couldn't make this Tosis work based on his kasha about the shamir, because they had the shamir in the Mishkan, the shamir was an animal, and he assumed that they carried the shamir.
They had it only in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Mishkan.
He says over there they had it in the Mishkan. Yeah, the Gemara talks about having it in the Beis HaMikdash.
The Mishkan.
This is what he assumes. I don't know. If you look in the Gemaras, and all the Gemaras talk about it in the Beis HaMikdash, they talk about
stone. There was right. Stone in the
yeah. Cut, yeah. So this is what he says over here. He says, "Vishalisi hamobim misiv gedoyle v'le kibalti tshuva." I asked everyone, and no one had an answer. V'ani oz tzoil yomim oid anisiv yamarti. So the sister said, "I came up with a great answer." Moiri v'rebi v'ani if he died yeshi tshuvala. He told his Rebbe, although you're Rebbe, and everyone was so stumped by this kasha, I have a great teretz. What was his teretz? Based on our Gemara. What does it say in our Gemara? Our Gemara told us that even Reb Nosson had the most liberal opinion of Chayin Oisei Satsmoi, that everything is Chayin Oisei Satsmoi, but now it's tied up. So said the Tzitz Eliezer, so it answers the kasha about the Shamir. Why? Who says the Shamir was tied up? He says, V'hashamir, haloi kafas hayu. The Shamir was bound. How do you know it's bound? Because it's not. It says in the end of Soita, Tan Rabban Shamir Zeb Briyasu Kisa'ira Umisheshim Mehabrashis Lavra. The Shamir was an animal that was created from the times of Sheshim Mehabrashis. It was the size of a Sa'ira. The Ein Kol Dover Kosher Yochel Amad Befonav, and nothing could stand in its way. And the Gemara in the end of Soita discusses this Shamir. So what? And it says, B'ma Misham Naisei. How would they guard the Shamir? Korchin Naisei B'svugin Shaltzemo Menich Naisei B'istinei Shal Eva Malaya Sube Sa'irin. They would guard it, they'd wrap it up and put it into something. So it didn't move. It was tied up.
What kind of animal? What?
It was some type of creature that we lost. Some type of very powerful animal that can break through wood. A stone.
It was a tiny
worm. So Zog says, listen to this. It was like wrapped up. So if it's wrapped up, it's kafos. If it's kafos, even if nothing holds no chayne, it's hatzpoy. So Tzitzelias was so in the spot, he thought this was the answer to the kasha. He says, I don't understand what the kasha is. It wasn't like it was a free moving. It was wrapped up and packed in tight, wrapped up in semer, and it was put into a little bowl. So it was bound. If it was bound, we say, Maidim Nos in the kafas. So therefore, it's not a problem. So they asked Chaim Kanevsky the shayla about the shamir. So in number three, they write over here, shayla. Taisi Shabbat Avsali Dalid. In the Mishkan, they never carried live things. So he answers truthfully, who said he carried it? He basically denying the whole premise that Reb Chaim Berlin started off with. Reb Chaim Berlin started off with the assumption, well, if they had a Shamir, Mishtama Moshe Rabbeinu carried it. Says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, no, he didn't. The Shamir walked on its own. No Chaim Berlin says Atzmai. Okay, take it or leave it, I don't know, I wasn't there. But it definitely makes for an interesting shayla about whether or not there were things that were carried in the Mishkan and how do you answer the kasha about the Shamir. Either way, back to our sugya, which is what we need to figure out, is our Taisus. Taisus Ba'asa number 4 on Daf Kuf Lamed has the kasha. In fact, Taisus, the whole Mishnah makes no sense. Why does Rebbe Eliezer permit you to bring the baby to the moil, to bring the knife to the moil, to bring the knife to the baby? It would be better to bring the baby to the moil because the principle of Chai Noisei Satsma. Now I ask you, in Taisus is Kasha, who are we going in? Reb Nosson or the Rabbanon? We have Machlokes Tanai between Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon, whether or not we say Chai Noisei Satsma by a human and an animal or only by an animal. So when Taisus has his Kasha, who is he going like? He's going like everyone, because the Gemara said very clearly that Ba'adam, everyone holds Chai Nesi Satsma. Now we don't know what exactly is the status of an 8-day-old baby. An 8-day-old baby is a funny situation. You're going to say Chai Nesi Satsma an 8-day-old baby also? Or maybe not. So when Tosfos has his kasha that we should say Chai Noisis Atzmai, so the answer might be there is no Chai Noisis Atzmai on babies. Not on a 1 day old, not on an 8 day old, not on a 6 month old. Those babies don't carry themselves. Now Tosfos does not answer that. What does Tosfos answer? The baby needs his mother. And after the meal, you have to bring it back to the mother. And after the meal, then the baby is considered tied up. Because after the meal, the baby becomes a chayil. Even Reb Nosson, that has the most open-minded opinion of chayil, he says not by people that are sick. So therefore, since the baby after its meal is sick, you can't carry the baby after the meal.
What was the reasoning that made you, if you were sick, that you weren't...
That's what we need to really talk more about today.
You weren't capable of
right.
doing it.
So is that
different
than... Because in the Mishkan, they didn't carry any types of people. Whether they were sick, they were alive, they were bound, they were tied, they didn't carry anyone. So if you're going to work with the Mishkan, then this is a very hard distinction to understand. It's a good kasha.
Even the logic, though, the reason why a chola is not necessarily a satsumo is because... It's not physically capable of doing
helping.
It because it's sick. So therefore, the whole premise of there's no say as atzmo doesn't apply.
Right.
Well, an eight-day-old baby either.
Right, so that's the question.
Why is there any difference?
It's going to somewhat depend on how we understand why Chai Noisis Atzmai is Patur. If Chai Noisis Atzmai is Patur because he helps, so that's very hard to understand what helping an 8-year-old baby is. If Chai Noisis Atzmai is like Tosfos because it wasn't in the Mishkan, so then it shouldn't matter.
Then it also shouldn't
matter. That's right. That's the big kasha.
The same kasha on both, really.
100%. Right. So we're going to try to see if we can come to some understanding.
Does anyone make a chilek between Kafas and Chola? Or it's
the Gemara says Kafas by Reb Nosson. The Rishonim expand that to Chola. At least Tosfos by us does. Maybe not all Rishonim do that. We'll have to see. But at least that's what Tosfos does. Could be. Because the Gemara never says. The Gemara talks about kafas when he's bound.
Kafas means when you're bound.
That's right.
Kafas, you really can't do it, but if you push yourself, you could.
Okay, maybe depends on the type of chayla.
Maybe this 8-day-old would be able
right,
to
do right, right. It might depend on the level of chayla. So what I want from this Tosfos, at least in the first test, we're still... Oh, so you see from Tosfos, clearly, from Tosfos' answer of the Kasha, that an 8-day-old baby has Chai Noisis Atzmai. And if you carry an 8-day-old baby girl, who's not having a bris mila that day, you would be part of midaraisa from carrying. It's only because after the baby has his mila, now he becomes a chayilis, and now you don't have Chai Noisis Atzmai. So you see from Tosfos, very clearly, that you have Chai Noisis Atzmai on an 8-day-old baby. The question is, is this both with Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon? Or this is only in Reb Nosson Shita. What would the Rabbanon say to this? The Rabbanon who said on animals there's no Chai Noisis Atzmai. But they say, yeah, animals no, but 8-year-old babies, yes. Or they would say, no, animals and babies are all the same. And this whole Tosfos is going in Reb Eliezer, and Reb Eliezer holds like the Reb Nosson and not the Rabbanon. That's what we still need to talk a little more about. Well, that might be totally if it's still awesome at the Rabbanon. We mentioned that most Rishonim, almost everyone learns the Chai Noisis Atzmai still carries in this at the Rabbanon. So therefore, it wouldn't be practically permitted. But in our sugya, we're trying to balance out the lesser of two evils. So we say, well, I have to be Mechal Shabbos somehow. So I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos, carrying a knife is at the right, and carrying a baby is at the Rabbanon, so it's probably better to carry the baby. So Tosfos' Shita, at least on Daf Kuf Lamed, is very clear that on babies, we say Chai Noisis Atzmai. Now, you could tell me, and maybe this is a chiluk achrayin to make, there's a difference between a 1-day-old baby and an 8-day-old baby. Now, it sounds very strange to all of us, because why would there be such a difference? An 8-day-old baby, 1-day-old baby are all basically the same, but we'll see such a chiluk as possible. But in our Tosfos, it's very clear. Tosfos' Shita is Chai Noisis Atzmai is true for an 8-day-old baby as well.
By the way, when you say Chai Noisis Atzmai, does that only mean direct? Or would that mean if you wouldn't have an heir, if you could use a carriage? In other words, you have to directly carry the kid? Or you can push a carriage?
You might have a problem on the carriage itself.
Right.
Because you're carrying the carriage. Even if Chanes, that's like the Gemara's case of Ima Bemita. Like the Mishnah talked about when you're carrying a person, when you're pushing it. No, you're pushing it. You're moving it. You're moving it from one area to another.
Based on this, maybe if you didn't have an Eruv, you could technically take a baby in a carriage and wheel
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. No, forget Willie. You can carry the baby by hand.
No. That I understand.
That's better.
No.
But the wheel, no, but the problem with the carriage is you're going to run into problems of tefeloloi. Whether or not you can say that the carriage becomes tougher to the baby. That was the first Gemara we started off with. The Mishnah talks about a case, we'll talk about it more in a few minutes, where you carry a person on a bed.
Right.
So the Gemara over there says the bed is tougher to the person. So therefore it's okay. So if you're going
to
tell me here also that the carriage is tougher to the baby.
To the baby, yeah.
Baby.
Right. I mean, I know it sounds like you're crazy after, but if they don't have an heir,
it's still going to be Nisa Durabon.
What?
You're still going to have Nisa Durabon on your hands.
Right.
Why is pushing not the same as,
it is.
It's the word carrying, but it's
the same.
Moving something from one point to another.
100%.
So what's the
it would be the same.
About why
no, he's just arguing that, you. Let's say, for example, you would want to do Amir Lenochri. Let's say you assume Amir Lenochri are Nisid Rabbanon. So you want to tell me that I can tell the Gaisha lady to pull to push the baby stroller from point A to point B.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
And then in that case, if you didn't have an Eruv, and there would be a bris on Shabbos, you could have a non-Jewish woman wheel the kid to the bris and back from the
Right. That would be,
no way, sir.
In theory, it would be Shvus to Shvus with Makamitz. Right. Generally, the assumption is that we try not to. We try to avoid any Yisurim at all. So we try to bring them. But if it would be such a case...
I'm saying it's certainly better than bringing the knife.
Yeah, it would be better than bringing the knife.
Is it considered a makom mitzvah when she's taking the baby back?
No, then that wouldn't be makom
mitzvah. No, because it needs the mother. So she then, has to feed. So that's a mitzvah.
So then you'd have pikuach nefesh on the way back. You're right. Oh. Like the Rashba asked on Tosfos. Right. No, getting there is not the problem. It's what do you do afterwards. So then you figure it out. So that's the cheshbon in Tosfos. Now, the problem is there's an important gemara that we have to keep in mind. Gemara is number 4b, is a Gemara daf Kuf Memalef. The Gemara Kuf Memalef discusses the following scenario. Omer Rav, Haitziyu Tinek Chai, let's say a person carries a baby, the kiss Tloye B'Tzavori, and the child has a kiss, a package, a money bag around its neck. So the Gemara says, in such a case, Chai Mishum Kiss, you Chai because you carried the kiss, not for carrying the baby, the Tinek, or a Tinek, is a child. I shouldn't say baby. We'll see what exactly a tinnik is. But the Gemara says, according to Rav, if you take out a tinnik, let's say you have a baby, the baby is holding a toy. So you carry the whole baby out, and the baby's holding the toy. So what are you chayiv for? So the Gemara says, Rav says you chayiv for the baby, for the kiss, for the pack, for the purse. Ba tinnik mace, the kiss tali b'tzavori. Let's say Nebuch, you're carrying a dead baby with a toy, holding a toy or something around its neck. So the Gemara says, potter, then you're potter. So the Gemara explains. Tinek chayiv kiss tali b'tzavori chayiv mishum kiss. So a case where the baby is alive and you carry it out, you chayiv because of the kiss. V'lechayiv nami mishum tinek. Frank, why are you not chayiv for carrying a baby? You carry two things. You carry the baby and the baby's toy. Why are you not chayiv for carrying a baby? The Gemara says you're only chayiv for carrying the toy. But I carried a baby. I took a tinek. I picked him up from Rishon Yochan. I brought him to the Rishon Sarabim. Why am I not chayiv for that baby? So the Gemara says, no kasha. Krim Nosin is really like. Rava holds like Krim Nosin. The Amar chay noises atzmai. Because he holds a chay carries himself. So you're not chayiv on the person. So you are chayiv on the kiss. Frek the Gemara. V'livatel kiss lagabe tinek. Frek the Gemara 1 second. We just mentioned this 2 seconds ago. By the case of the bed, when you carry the bed with the baby, with the Gemara, then we say bottle. Why don't we say over here? So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara answers, no. Shamita tfeiloi mita legabi chai mevatale, kiss legabi tinik loi mevatale. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't work like that. A bed to a person, we do apply bittle. Mashenki and a kiss, a money bag or a toy to the person.
It doesn't say why.
Right?
It just says
that. Right? It just makes that chiluk. Yeah, again, we talked a little bit about how this bittle works.
It makes perfect sense because the bed was necessary or was.
The bed is supporting the person.
Was being used to support and carry the person.
Here it's just an accessory. It's an accessory.
Don't we have in the case of mace that the challah on top of the mace?
Right, that's a muksa issue. That's just going to be a muksa.
But I thought muksa, right. But I thought there was a matir to move the mace based on the need of the...
Oh, you're matiring to move it because you need the davar hamutter.
Right.
If I'm assuming the kiss, I guess there's no reason to need the kiss. I guess that's the case over there. They didn't need it for any particular reason. So this gemara seems to be problematic. Why is this gemara problematic? Because we're talking about a tinnik. A human being. Why does the Gemara say only according to Reb Nosson it's Chai Neses Atzma? You told me, we learned this in Dav Tzadi Hei in Shabbos, Tzadi Dal in Shabbos, that everyone agrees human beings have Chai Neses Atzma, whether it's the Rabbanan or it's Reb Nosson. The point of argument between the Rabbanan and Reb Nosson is only animals. Tinnik is a human. So Frek, the Rishonim, all the Rishonim have this cash. Why does the Gemara make it sound like that's only in Reb Nosson's world you have Chai Neses Atzma? Everyone has Chai Neses Atzma. We're talking about a Tinnik. Now this is going to lead us into the discussion of, well, maybe how old a tinnik is. A tinnik is a child. There's a lot of different children out there. There's small children and adult children. Then there's adults that act like children. There's a lot of different things out there in the world. So what exactly is a tinnik? So Tosis writes over here, Daf Tzadi Dalim in Shabbos.
Is it machlokas between Nosson or Rabbanan?
In what case?
In other words, if everybody agrees that it... So you're saying that... They may only agree if a tinnik is a certain age.
Right, exactly. I mean, when they talk about a human being, it might be a certain type of human being.
But they may actually disagree on a younger child.
Correct. Which is going to bring us back.
Nosson would hold it any child.
Ah, so Reb Nosson
would hold only an older
child. Certain age. Which is going to bring us back to our Tosfos, where in our Tosfos we said that we say Chanish is Atzman and ate the old baby before his Mila. Who's that going like? That's where we're going with this. So Tosfos on number 5 in Daf Tzadi Dalet has a kasha. Tema. The Gemara sounds like in Shabbos that everyone agrees by an Adam we say Chai Neisus Hatzmei. But the Gemara that we just read, that's in the beginning of the 24th Perek, is Mashma not like that. The 22nd Perek, 21st Perek, I remember. Yeah, it's Mashma not like that. Because it says, Gabi Tinuk, Rava Kirib Nasin Sivile. It says Rava holds like Ibnasin. Why do you have to pick sides of Ibnasin? It's everyone. We're talking about a person. Everyone holds Chai Neisus Hatzmei. The Omar Rajba, he quotes a Rajba, the Koton Kibbehema Dami. No, simple answer. A child is like an animal. So Reb Nosson is the one that holds animals have Chai Neisus Hatzmei. The Rabbanan say animals don't have Chai Neisus Hatzmei. So that's why the Gemara makes it about Reb Nosson and the Rabbanan. Because a child is not like an adult that carries itself, and therefore there's no Chai Neisus Hatzmei. Now again, the obvious kasha is, if it's based on what they did in the Mishkan, I don't think they carried children in the Mishkan, they didn't carry adults in the Mishkan, it should all be the same. But that's Tosis' assumption. But there's a follow-up question. Now, if you assume like that, then our Tosis by us doesn't make any sense. Tyson says, you say Chai Neisus Hatzmei, an 8-year-old baby. No, you don't. The Rashba just told us that the babies are like animals. Whoa, but animals is Machloikis of Nosson and the Rabbanan. So even according to Reb Nosson, you would say Chai Neisus Hatzmei. So when Tyson is by us and Daf Kuf Lamed answered, we say Chai Neisus Hatzmei, an 8-year-old baby, it could be he's going like Reb Nosson, not like the Rabbanan. It's possible. There's only one problem. Tyson says, Ach Kosho, the Beperek Mefanin. There's another Gemara. This is in the 18th parak. The Gemara says, Tanya, you're allowed to walk together, you know, lead an animal on a walk, only in your backyard, but not in a public domain. But a lady is allowed to walk with her child, you know, holding hands or escorting the baby, even with Shisarab. So Rashi says, why can't you walk your animal in Shisarab? Because maybe you'll pick the animal up. And what's wrong if you pick the animal? I chai no say satsmoi. The stomach, Rabbanan, the Ibnasim, the Chaybe. Because we don't assume like Ibnasim, we assume like the Rabbanan. That's where the Raman paskins, that we paskin like the Rabbanan. There's no chai no say satsmoi in animals. Aval b'no. But so one second. So I walk with my 2-year-old, and all of a sudden the kid decided they had enough of a walk and they want to be carried home. What happens then, says Rashi? Aval b'no inami magbele. It wouldn't be so bad. Because by we have chai no say satsmoi on a person. In fact, what do you mean? But what age? You just told me that a tinnik has a din of a animal. So here we see a little bit of a different type of ages or ability to walk. So now the end of this Tosfos really ends here. Right? If you see the brackets, that means Tosfos really ended here. In the old prints, Tosfos ended here. The Marshal added to this Tosfos the next 8 or 10 words. But really, Tosfos ends at this point. That's the end of Tosfos, leaves off Tzorachin. And Tosfos does not resolve his kasha. He says, it's a kasha. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm leaving off. The Marshal adds, V'shemo, ahud b'perek noitel, ayri b'tinik ben yoyma. Says the Marshal, I have a simple answer. Not all tinoikis are the same. The Gemara that talks about a tinik, and the Gemara that talks about a benoah is not the same age. Says the Marshal, that the Gemara in noitel that says, Chai Neisus Hatzmei does not work by the Rabbanon is talking about a ben yoima, a one-day-old baby. A one-day-old baby, no chai noisis atzmoi, according to the Rabbanon. However, in the Gemara, in the 18th parak, it's talking about walking a baby. The baby can walk already. It's a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, whatever it is. Then everyone holds chai noisis atzmoi. That seems to be the reading of Tosfos. Now, if we plug that back into our Tosfos, Nafkuf Lamin, this means to say that when you have a one-day-old baby, is the same as an 8-day-old baby, presumably. I would assume, right? Until we see Achreim say otherwise. So it should come out that on a one-day-old baby, we should only have Chai Neisus Hatzmei according to Reb Nosson and not according to the Rabbanan. So if so, what was Tosfos' kasha in the first place? Tosfos walks in with a kasha. Say Chai Neisus Hatzmei. Well, one second. Why don't you give us the background and tell us that this kasha is really Machloikis Tanoim? According to the Rabbanan, there is no Chai Neisus Hatzmei on a one-day-old baby. It's only according to Reb Nosson. Who said Reb Eliezer holds like Reb Nosson? What's the whole premise for the kasha? If these two Tosfos work together, then the starting point in Tosfos is very misleading. Tosfos walks in with the kasha, say Chai Neisus Hatzmei. Well, what's the rush? Not so fast. Who says you'd say Chai Neisus Hatzmei in a one-day-old baby? It should be a machlokes tanoim between Reb Nosson and the Rabbanan. And I give you a simple answer to Tosfos' kasha. Reb Eliezer holds like the Rabbanan. No kashas. Tosfos does not say that. So l'chayre, this seems to present a little bit of a problem. This seems to be almost be a stira from our Tosfos and Daf Kuf Lamed to the Tosfos and Daf Tzadi Dal. What is the way to resolve it? Is we'll see achrayim say there's a difference between a 1-day-old baby and an 8-day-old baby. That's one of the ways of resolving the answer. There's another way also we'll get to hopefully in a little bit.
Even that, Tosfos should spell out in fairness.
Yeah, let everyone know that this is a machlokes tanoim.
We're talking about.
So let's see some of the other Rishonim.
The inyan of a naif of a boy, a baby doesn't live until, what, 30 days? Say that, I don't know, it's not din, it doesn't have a din in chai.
I'm not sure it would make a difference for Chanesh, that's my, because for that it's just, at the moment it's live, even though it doesn't have a long-term chance to survive. But if you look in the other Rishonim, they give different terutz for Taisus' kasha. Again, what was Taisus' kasha? This Gemara 4b is a problematic Gemara, because the Gemara says that we say Chanesh is atzmai only according to Reb Nosson. The kasha was, why only according to Reb Nosson? It should be according to everyone. So the Ritva writes in number 6, this is the Ritva Daf Kuf Lamaluf. Says the Ritva, Abul Hanochen, Dhoda Kim Nahacha Kirb Nasin, Lav Lafuke Midirabon. Says the Ritva, we all read the Gemara wrong. When the Gemara says that Rava held like Ibn Nasin, so we right away were bothered, why are you picking sides? It should be according to everyone. Says the Ritva, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean he holds like Ibn Nasin as opposed to holding like the Rabbanon. He really holds according to everyone. Says the Ritva, Lav Lafuke Midirabon. It didn't mean to come to say, well, like that Rava held like Ibn Nasin and not the Rabbanon. Why? The Moide Rabban about them. Because as we learned earlier, when it comes to a person, everyone agrees. El Dahi Svar de Rav Hu de Pirush Hacha Vanan Le Shemina Le Beferish El Rav Nosim Shemachit Halina Le Rav Nosim. Says Ritzvah, we just made Rav Nosim because Rav Nosim was the poster boy for Chai Neis Yisatsim. So we just chose him to be the one. Because the Rabban are really a secondary Chai Neis
Yisatsim.
He's always associated with Chai Neis Yisatsim. So when the Gemara says Rav Hu like Rav Nosim, it didn't mean as opposed to the Rabban. It just meant that Rav was using Chai Neis Yisatsim in this case, which is Rav Nosim's, you know, memory. But we're talking about a human, and therefore,
because we're talking about a human,
which means, according to this Ritva, even according to the Rabbani, you say Chanei Sisatzmai by a human, which means there's no reason to draw any distinctions. So you say Chanei Sisatzmai all over the place, you'd say Chanei Sisatzmai on one day old baby also, which means then Taisus has a very good kasha. Taisus's kasha of say Chanei Sisatzmai is according to everyone, whether the Rabbani or whether you hold like a Nasser. So the way the Ritva learns it, it opens us up much more to a broader kasha. If you learn like the Ritva, we might be able to answer Stira and Rambam. If you look at number 7, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek, I believe it's Yud Ches, the Rambam writes the following. Hamoitzi behema chai v'oif, if a person carries an animal, Ava pishehe, number 7 on the left side, says the Rambam, Hamoitzi behema chai v'oif, if a person is moitzi, carries out of a private domain an animal, Ava pishehe chayim, even though the animals are alive, chayiv, he's chayiv. Why? What would it be? So the chayv the Rambam holds like the Rabbanon. There's no chay in Yisatzmai in animals. Aval Adam chay. But if you carry a live person, Eino Masoi, we spoke about this Rambam last week, what exactly those words mean, Eino Masoi. It's not a carriage, it's not a package. But that's the Rambam's ruling. So the Rambam seems to be paskening very clearly like the Rabbanon versus Reb Nosson. The Mayukaf was a chayle, but if it was tied up, then Hamoitzi Yose chayv. For Isha Madad Espinob is Manshanoi Talachas Menechachas. Okay, no problem. Next Rambam. If a person takes out a child with a kiss around his neck, he's chayiv because the kiss, because the kiss is not tofel to the tinnik. But that's in Reb Nosson. The Gemara used that in Reb Nosson's world, right? So frek the achrayim, that seems to be a steer over here. Does the Rambam hold like the Rabbanon, or does the Rambam hold like Reb Nosson? This whole svar of the Gemara of kiss and all that was only if you hold like Reb Nosson. But you told me in the Rambam before he holds like the Rabbanon. The answer is it's not a steer, because they're both true. The Rambam was like both of them. He passes like Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon. Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon are not arguing about children. Reb Nosson knows a child is Chai Neis Yisatzmai. The Rabbanon say a child is Chai Neis Yisatzmai. The point of argument is only on an animal. That's where the point of discussion is.
He's holding like the
Ritva.
Interprets that.
Right, so this is like the way the Ritva learned. There's no machloikis, it's lav dafka. Everyone agrees that children are subjective to Chai Neis Yisatzmai, and therefore the Rambam writes the 2 halachas. Not to each other, it's not a kash. Pashtus would be that according to this Rambam, back to our Gemara, if you hold that you have Chai Neis Yisatzmai in a tinnik, you would have Chai Neis Yisatzmai as well as on a one-day-old baby. Now you could tell me, well, a tinnik is a 2-year-old and an 8-day-old, maybe, I don't know. But you don't have to be, the Tosfos has backed himself into a corner to make it work, and he has to start drawing these distinctions. The mile of the Ritva is there is no such distinctions. Everything is open. Everything is equal. Chai Neis Yisatzmai is across the board. The Rajba by us and Daf Kuf Lamed, the Rajba learned different than Tosfos. The Rajba had Taisvis' kasha, and he answered Eliyeh Shloima, the last two lines of the Rajba number 8, Eliyeh Shloima da filu kaidemilo hayo kikafus de tina kotan kokach ena noises atzma. When the Rajba was bothered with Taisvis' kasha, he asked, why don't we say chaynoises atzma? So what did he answer? He answered, there's no chaynoises atzma in an 8-year-old baby. Finished. Nothing to talk about. Which is what everyone thought when we originally brought up this Taisvis. No, you don't say chaynoises atzma in an 8-year-old baby. Now, if you looked at the Rashba carefully, he added one word. He said it's kikafus. It's like he's tied up. Why did the Rashba add that word kikafus? Because he has to make that work even according to Rav Nosson. Because Taisus had a kasha. Why don't you say chayne sisatzma? So the answer to the Rashba, he's too small. What do you mean? Rav Nosson holds everyone has chayne sisatzma. The answer is no. Even Rav Nosson has his limitations. What's one of Rav Nosson's limitations? Kafus. So the Rashba is telling you that an 8-year-old baby has the same status as a kafus, which even in Rav Nosson's world, you don't have chayne sisatzma. So when Taisus answers, when the Rashba answers that you don't say chayne sisatzma, he's answering both in the Rabbanan's world and in Rav Nosson's world. No one would justify a chayne sisatzma on an 8-year-old baby because he has the status of kafus. So we have machlokes rishonim. A big machlokes rishonim between the Rashba, the Ritva, and Taisus. Three were machlokes rishonim.
And what would Rashba say about a 9-day post-birth
baby? We don't know. So it sounds like from this Rashba, and we'll talk a little bit more about it sounds like, we'll see in a second.
He says specifically,
because that's what he's trying to answer. Because on Daf Kuf Lamed in our Gemara, we're talking about an 8-day-old baby. Now we'll see there's another Rashba later on. That
distinguishing between an 8-day-old baby and a 1-month-old.
We'll see in the Mamash in 1 second. If you turn right to the left side, there's another Rashba I quoted. This Rashba is in Daf Kuf Memal. Now remember the two Gemaras. Our Gemara Kuf Lamed is talking about bris. That means the baby in discussion is 8 days. Kuf Memal is talking about a tinnik. Child. How old is a tinnik? So the Rashba writes over there in that Gemara, he's also bothered with Taisus' Kasha. Why does the Gemara in Daf Kuf Memalev say that only Rav Nosson holds of Chaynoisai? Everyone should hold. Enters the Rashba. Umiu bekotun gomor she'in amake behiluch klal. If you have a child who's so young, who can't do any walking, ki goin katun ben shmoina oy ben chaydesh. He says over here, either 8 days or a month. Uki yoytze bezeh. And similar to that. Which I would say is probably up till the child can start to walk. 1 month and 2 months and 3 months, they're all really the same status. Maybe even Rav Nosson would agree if you'd carry a 2-month-old baby, you'd be chayv achatos, you'd be oyv nisa d'raisa. I chay noise esatzme. There is no chay noise esatzme on such small people. So these two Rashbas complement each other. The Rashba is bringing out Lashitasa, that he believes that even Rav Nosson, who had the most open-minded idea of chay noise esatzme, he'll tell you babies are not in the rules of chay noise esatzme. While according to the Ritva, and Taisvis, babies are in the parsha of Chayneis Yisatzma, at least according to Rav Nosson. According to the Rashba, according to Rav Nosson, there's no Chayneis Yisatzma on a 2-month-old baby, 3-month-old baby, and therefore he answers Taisvis Kasha very simply. There's no Chayneis Yisatzma in our Gemara because the baby's too small.
So what's the shot of Chayneis
Yisatzma
when you're 1 month according to Rav Nosson? Like, what's he
potential? Yeah, yeah.
Potential.
I mean, in other words,
I don't know.
Why would anybody even try to interpret him in a way that justifies all logic?
Well, it depends. Again, it really takes us back to the original question, which we dabbled and didn't really tackle, is why do we ever say Chayneis Yisatzma in the first place? So we said either because he helps.
Well, he makes it light or whatever. It
right. So let's assume you go like Taisus. I'd go like Taisus.
They determine that, you know what, because it's whatever you said.
No, if you go back,
they have a rule that, you know what, if you lighten it even a little bit, that takes it out of
so it could be, it's possible that an 8-year-old baby is also on some level, again, I don't know the scientific background, that somehow, that also lightens the carry some way. I'm more troubled if you go with the last shot of Taisus, that's with the Mishkan, that we learn what they did in the Mishkan. So if you're going to work with the Mishkan, then it doesn't make a difference. In the Mishkan, they didn't carry any live people, not babies, not adults, not nothing.
What was Moshe's
svar was, you have to explain how it got there. Exactly. Right. So. Moshe is a kasha. Moshe has a kasha. He points out in the tshuva that this wouldn't help for a baby. Uh-huh. Moshe Zaka asked that. On our Taisvis, his svar wouldn't work. Because if you have an 8-year-old baby, we all know how that 8-year-old baby got from point A to point B. Yeah, Moshe Zaka asks that in that tshuva that we mentioned in previous weeks.
It's possible that Moshe is just dealing with potential, because if we have a concept of however it works, I certainly don't understand it, that a live, an adult on a bed, somehow, when he's alive, is lighter to carry than if he were dead.
Right.
So, he's not helping you either. Right,
right.
He's capable,
I think so.
Walking.
I think that's
but
possible.
Unless you say it's potential.
I'm not sure what you mean by, what do you mean by potential? You mean
in
that,
other words, a newborn baby will, Mirtz Hashem, someday he'll walk.
Right, right.
But
that I have a hard time understanding. I'd be more comfortable saying there's some scientific.
It's dead, somehow we say it's heavier.
There is some. I would say there's some scientific thing that live people weigh less, so you're carrying a lesser package. Who cares? Right. That's why it is. Right. Dead weight's more. Again, we just have to figure out why that makes a difference.
Even though it can't ambulate.
Help. It's not actively helping, it's still physically not the same. Maybe something like that. Yeah, something ke'en dvar melu.
Going off a drop, does it make a difference what kind of animal you carry?
That was the first question. So you're carrying less, but still you're still a share of charity.
And a chalambi. You have a muktzah problem. Right? That's a derabonim problem.
Right.
And echalami.
But muktzah is not a deraisa?
No, muktzah is not deraisa. Muktzah is only derabonim.
Really?
Yeah.
All levels of muktzah.
All levels of muktzah. It's only derabonim. It's not one of the lama tes malachas.
Okay, and also, the other thing is, so let's say, like, if you have a dog, you know, like a little poodle, so that might make itself light, like, you know, like a baby. Whereas you have a big, a heavy German shepherd or something like
again,
that.
Again, in the animal family, it's machoikis of nasan and derabonim.
Right.
According to Rabbanan, animals still have it. According to Rabbanan, they don't.
Right.
I don't think they draw a distinction.
They don't destroy a distinction. What kind of animal?
I don't believe so. No.
So in today's time, are we allowed to walk a dog?
That's a separate problem. No. Walking the dog creates. Well, again, today when we have an Erev, it's less of a problem.
So without an Erev, though. Can so you that hold a leash
holding a leash. I don't know.
With I'm a dog not, that walks himself. It's really the second part.
Right.
If the dog gets hurt. Can you pick them up?
No.
Clearly
no.
According to
Ibn Nassim, yes. According to Ibn Nassim, no. We don't pass. We pass. No. No chenis is asked by animals, right?
Okay.
Now, let's talk about the Ritva. So in the Rajba, the two Rajbas worked beautifully. I had a little bit more trouble making the Ritvas work. There's a Ritva, again, let's remind ourselves, we have these two Gemaras. We have our Gemara by us and Daf Kuf Lamed that wants to know, should you say chenis is asked by an 8-year-old baby? Then we have a Gemara in Daf Kuf Mamalef that says, on a tinnik, on a child, you say Chai Neis Hasma only according to Reb Nosson. So the Ritva writes in number 10, Yesh Tarzan. He's coming to answer the original Kasha. The original Kasha was, why does the Gemara... We have two Gemaras. We have our Gemara that talks about carrying an 8-year-old baby.
And which
the Rishonim all have a Kasha, why don't we say Chai Neis Hasma? Right. To which some Rishonim answer, in theory we would, even though we're talking about an 8-year-old baby.
There are one and error of Nosson.
Maybe, right. Then we have another Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara talks about carrying a child, a tinuk, and the other Gemara says it's only considered a chaynes yisatzma if you hold like Reb Nosson, not if you hold like the Rabbanan. So the kasha is, where does the Rabbanan stand on children? Do the Rabbanan hold children are not chaynes yisatzma, or only certain children? Where do we draw the line?
But they hold that a tinuk is...
But there the Gemara says only Reb Nosson, not the Rabbanan. Again, we're working with the two Gemara. So the Ritva writes that this, Yesh what? Ritva brings a bunch of Tirutzim. That was one answer he gave. Now he gives another answer. V'yesh mitartzim, those who answer, the Shani Hasim, that Gemara over there is different. The Mari B'tinik Shiyadei Lita Ragle Echad. That Gemara is talking about where the child can pick up one of his feet. Since he lifts one foot, he's not bringing himself down. The child can't do anything. His mom is being slept by the mother. He's not lifting up his feet at all. Then the damula behema. Then that's the Gemara and Daf Kuf Memalef. The Gemara Kuf Memalef is talking about a child that's not helping you. You're schlepping. You're dragging the baby. So when you're dragging a baby, that's like an animal. Oh, machlokes of Nosson and the Rabban. Says the Ritva, shloisha derochim b'ketanim. There's talking two roads, two types of ketanim. Three. If it's madada, it's then moide rabbanu l'nosin v'chosha. If it's madada, if it could do a little bit on its own, then even the rabbanu agreed to l'nosin. It's not chaynes yisatzma. V'chosha ain't madada. V'apish makir klum behiluch. Then moide rabbanu l'nosin that it's chaynes yisatzma. Okay. V'chosha ain't madada. V'apish makir klum behiluch. Let's say you have an animal, a child, they got to schlep the child. So that's machloikis, Reb Nosson and the Rabbanan. Okay, a child that walks on his own, a 3-year-old, that's chaynes yisatzma according to everyone. A child that you have to schlep, kicking and screaming, that's machloikis, Reb Nosson and the Rabbanan. Now, this is what I want. But if he's lower than that, he's a month old baby. So the Ritva basically is like Tosfos. There's three levels. There's, you know, how much involvement the child works. If you have a 5-year-old, and then you have a 2-year-old, and then you have a baby. So on the baby level, everyone agrees, babies, no chaynes yisatzma babies. Because they can't do anything. A 2-year-old that you have to drag, machloikis. A 5-year-old who walks on his own, then everyone agrees, chaynes yisatzma. That's the way the Ritva makes everything work. Now,
even for
Reb Nosson?
So Reb Nosson, you can't carry the baby to the bris.
Right? That's what would come out. If I learned Shabbos backwards, and I start from Kuf Mamalev, and then I went to Kuf Lamed, and I saw this Ritva, I'd say, oh, so according to Ritva, that's the answer to Taisus' Kasha. The reason why you're not allowed to carry the baby to the mile is because even Reb Nosson holds, there's no carrying of babies because they're too young. Right?
Except the mile can carry the knife.
Right. That,
no, that's a
gemara. Right, right. No, the kasha was, why don't you bring the baby? Right. So according to the shirtzvah, that's the answer. The answer is because there's no chaynus as my babies, even in Reb Nosson's world. But look at the ritvah number 11. This is the ritvah by Asim Koflam. Now, the same ritvah. The ritvah just got finished telling you that there's no chayneis is atzmai according to everyone. By Tinnik ben Ches, fact the ritvah. So how do you answer our Mishnah? The kachtir to the Tinnik kol shmeni yom mechayluhu mipirik evirash b'shas leida u'bechayluhu amir chayneis is atzmai. The fichach ben avos Tinnik v'avos izam l'sur deraisuhu. So what is the answer? He's considered a chayla. So I wasn't sure. When the Ritva writes, does he mean before the meal or after the meal?
Before.
It sounds like before the meal.
Even before.
Right, so I thought when I first saw the Ritva, he was talking about after the meal. But it's not like that. I see now that the Ritva means the Shitasa. It's not the Shitasa. The Ritva means that every child, because of, here's my question. What I don't like is this Mipiruki Evorov Shebishas Leda. That sounds like it's something to do with newly being born. It has to do with being newly born. It has to do with the fact that he can't walk. So this was still troubling to me.
But
it sounds like from the...
But
he should have just said better because he doesn't walk at all. Yeah. And the Ritva told us that when you don't walk, you don't have chayneis
hatzmai. It's
right, exactly. You don't need to come out the kafos.
It's even less than one. If a baby, let's say, on the cusp of being able to walk, he's 1 year old, right, there's still some consciousness that even if he can't maybe walk on his own, somehow he may be conscious enough to lighten his load, whatever that means,
right,
by helping. But a baby that's 8 days old is come out like dead weight. There's no consciousness.
No, but the
Ritva
by us is answering that he's like a choyla. Why do you need to come out a choyla? The point is not a choyla. He can't walk, and you told me that people that can't walk. So
it's extra words. He doesn't need.
Okay, maybe it's not a stira. I thought it was troubling when I saw these two Ritvas.
Did we learn at the beginning during this whole journey? The question was because the male wakes up in the morning and realizes that the knife was stolen. Right? So when we paskin, can you bring the knife to the bris?
So again, so we have machlokes between Eliezer and the Tanakam and our Mishnah.
Right.
According to Eliezer, he could wake up Shabbos morning and not prepare at all and start doing all the malacha he needs.
Right.
We have the Rabbanan, maybe if he prepared it and then something happened, then he could also.
But under some circumstance, both would hold that he could carry the knife to the baby.
That's what the Mishnah says.
So then the question was, well, why do you brought the kibbutz? Why you worry about that? Just carry the baby.
Right.
So now we're concluding, according to the Ritva, that everybody would hold you can't carry the baby.
Right.
But if you can't carry the baby, how could you possibly carry the knife?
No, the question was, it's better.
Baby can't be worse. Than
that was the kasha. The kasha was, it was better because of chayneis
satsuma. Right, but
the answer
it's
is
not,
it's not
better.
Right, so then you carry.
So it's not better, that means you can't carry the baby to the moil. You still have to carry the knife to the baby.
Right.
But I don't understand. If the baby is not, you can't carry the baby.
Right.
Because there's no chayinah, which means it's like a stone.
Right.
Then how can you carry the knife?
No,
why is one more?
No.
You're going to have to carry the baby back.
No, the starting point of Tysus was, if we can limit the amount of Isurim that we're going
to
violate,
so
that's better.
So it's because you don't have to carry the knife, the baby back.
No. Tysus started off saying, I had to be Mechal Shabbos to make this milah.
Right.
Now, if
so
I can either
I have
be.
Two choices.
I have two choices.
I can carry the knife to the baby.
Which would
all, or I can carry the baby to the knife.
Which, in the assumption was, carrying the baby would only be a violation of the Rabbanan.
Right.
The answer is it's not.
Right. You might as well take the baby because it's no different than the knife. Why is the knife any different than the baby?
So then the assumption is that it's more complicated to have the baby by the mile.
Because of
you may have to take it back later to feed.
I already asked
you. The mother was there.
And the chanami.
Either one.
So we're going to see. We have to see in a second. There's a second answer in the Tysis, which we still want to get to today. I still want to get to it. I still want. It was like, hold off for a second.
We know that we have a concept of less than 30 days.
He just means age-wise. Now there's one last shot that we need to speak out over here from the Baal HaMor. If you look in the last page, the number 12, the Baal HaMor has a different answer. The Baal HaMor thinks of Ada, no chayneis is atzmai. So the kasha says, no chayneis is atzmai. So how do you go back to the Gemara about walking with your child? Gemara says, you got to walk with your child, Rishis Rabbim, because even worst case scenario, if you pick up the baby, it's okay. What do you mean? I thought babies have no chayneis is atzmai. So the Baal HaMor says, you're right. Babies have no chayneis. Children have no chayneis is atzmai. But al tsar diyanuka wa matir. You can't leave the kid in the middle of the street over Shabbos. You got to do something with the baby. The baby's stranded in the middle of the street. So we're not you to carry the baby. So writes the Baal HaMor. Okay.
But we should have taken them in the first place.
Right. He really believes chayneis is atzmai would not apply to a 2-year-old child. So why does the Rashi say that you're allowed to carry the baby, you're allowed to walk with the baby? Because worst case scenario, you carry him, it wouldn't be okay. The answer is yeah, that carrying would be justified under Tzad Yanuk.
So the same Allah would apply to an older person.
to anyone that can't be stranded in the middle of the street.
You could walk an older person who might get tired.
According to this Rashi,
you should be able to, because then you have your
bigger time. And you go the other way, according to that. Now, I just want to wrap up with this Tosfos, and then I really like to get on to the next part of Tosfos. How do we learn the end of our Tosfos? Tosfos ended off saying, the way the Mashal added, on the next slide on page 13, on source 13, the Mashal added that maybe the Gemara in Noitel is talking about a tinnik ben yoima, a one-day-old baby. So let's review. When did Reb Nosson say Chai Neisis Atzma? That's only by a one-day-old baby. There him and the Rabbanon argue. The Rabbanon say there's no Chai Neisis Atzma in a one-day-old baby, while Reb Nosson says there is Chai Neisis Atzma in a one-day-old baby. That was the end of our Tosfos. So Frekti Achreinim, one second. Let's plug that back to our Tosfos. Our Tosfos was very clear that Chai Neisis Atzma works for an eight-day-old baby. Who is that going according to? That's going according to Reb Nosson, not the Rabbanon. So Frekti Achreinim, so what was Tosfos' kasha in the first place? How can you come in with a kasha that's something which is based on Machlokes Tanayim? You have no right to ask me, how can Reb Eliezer say this and this? He should have said this. What do you mean he should have said this? Maybe he holds like the Rabbanon, that there's no Chai Neisis Atzma in a one-day-old baby, and that's the answer to the kasha. Like we saw in Rishayim did. So the Achreinim were bothered, who gave Tosfos the right to ask a kasha on something which is a goof of Machlokes Rishayim? That was the kasha.
Aren't you better off satisfied by both sides, though?
Right,
so that's one terrace, but it doesn't better say anything if he held like the like Rav Nosson, you'd even be
Erechanami. Right, but the starting point of Tosfos' kasha is that it's a given that in our case everyone should say Chai Neisis Atzma. It's not a given; it's a machlokes tanoim. So the Machtz Hashekel, who wrote a commentary on the Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Ches, he deals with this kasha, and he says, "No, we're all misreading the Tosfos. Tosfos says Mayu Betinik Ben Yoima, one day old. There's a difference between a 1 day old baby and an 8 day old baby." Even the Rabbanan that hold a one-day-old baby there's no Chai Neisis Atzma would agree that an eight-day-old baby has Chai Neisis Atzma. So when Tosfos had his kasha of why he say Chai Neisis Atzma, it's taka according to everyone. Frek the Tosfos Shabbos number 14. What on earth would the svara be between a one-day-old baby and an eight-day-old baby? So he says very nice. He says 14. Ochen tzarch tam lechalk bekotin shu ben yoyimu ben shu yoyisim ben yoyimu. What's the pshat? The efshad is filled the yoyim leidos leidodav mechoyle. The day he's born, he's shvach. The day the baby came out, the day the baby's weak. The vision sparkle evar machmas aleda. His bones got like crushed a little bit when he was coming out. Therefore, v'dayim lozem. But see, he quotes a gemara that's such a raya. And therefore, zok to taisa Shabbos. That's the answer. The answer is there is a difference between a 1 day old. A 1 day old is
6 and 7 days.
According to them, 6 and 7 would be chai neisis atzma. After day one, you would be good. So lefi this. Our Tosfos is back to being very geschmack. When Tosfos had a kasha, say Chai Neisis Atzma, it was a kasha according to everyone, both Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon.
Well, unless as far as that, when the Torah said the eighth day, it was because the Torah was saying that on the eighth day you're not healthy enough to undergo that kind of
possibly
stress. So then, before that,
could be. You know, if you assume like we saw by the Rambam,
to undergo the bris, that
right. So then on the eighth day itself, you should be allowed to have Chai Neisis Atzma. Right. That's right.
The first day is not.
That's right. Ladaf.
Could might be up to the
eighth. Enochanami. There's one last answer from the Marsham. The Marsham says the kasha doesn't get off the ground because we have a raya from a gemara somewhere else that Reb Eliezer holds like Reb Nosson. So what's the problem? What do we start off with? Tosfos had a kasha. Then why doesn't Reb Eliezer say Chai Neisis Atzma? So we said, 1 second. Maybe Reb Eliezer holds like the Rabbanon. So we tried to make it work that even the Rabbanon would say Chai Neisis Atzma. Says Marsham, don't work so hard. Tosfos, Reb Eliezer holds like Reb Nosson. So what's the problem?
So Tosfos knew that
from the Gemara later on. Right. And therefore it's a good kasha. Because we know that Reb Eliezer holds like Reb Nosson, that you say Chai Neisis Atzma by people, by all types of people, even little people. So man, it's not a kasha. So everything works out beautifully. Therefore says the Masham, it's not a kasha. He quotes a Gemara later on. He quotes a Gemara in Psachim and in Erevin, a couple places, that there was a Mufurshim Shnayis that Reb Nosson holds like the Rabbanon. So therefore, that Reb Eliezer holds like Reb Nosson. Okay. We paskin Chai Neisis Atzma. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, we're not going to read it inside, I'll leave everyone to read on their own. Mishnah Berurah taka paskins that Chai Neisis Atzma on an adult, Chai Neisis Atzma on an adult, but on a child, he's not so quick to be matter.
Then we can be somewhere on the side of the Nineveh, right?
Depending on the situation, maybe. So he talks about that. He quotes Mishnah Berurah, quotes in the Sharatzin, a couple of many Rishayim that hold, no. Small little children, there's no Chai Neisis Atzma, even according to Reb Nosson. So that's from a halachic point of view.
Small that can't walk.
Babies, infants. There's no Chai Neisis Atzma on a 3-month-old baby. But if the baby would be able to walk, so then we would have Chai Neisis Atzma, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it would still be Nisa Derabanan. So it'll only be negeya till, let's say, shvus to shvuses.
All this again becomes very shver according to Tosfos' second pshat, that it's all based on what's happening in the Mishkan. Because then,
right. In Lomnus, that's all very hard to understand. Now, I just want to finish up the second teretz of Tosfos. I'm trying to move on a little bit. Let's go back to number five. Now, Tosfos gives a second answer. In source four, I'm sorry, Taisus is going back to the original kasha. What was the original kasha? You have two choices: carry the knife, carry the baby. So Taisus says, "Well, carrying the baby is better; it's less isurim." Taisus says, "No, it's not; it's all equal." Says Taisus, "Void yishlam." I got another answer. Kivin the yoseh bekal yavi hakli mishi yavi hatinik. Says Taisus, "Which one do you think is easier, carrying the knife or carrying the baby?" So it's carrying the knife; it's for sure easier. Therefore,
it's lighter,
quicker, shorter amount of time. Right? Shari Rebbe Lazar, what?
You can also leave
it there. You can leave it there also. Shari Rebbe Eliezer, says Taisus, Rebbe Eliezer holds that although doing it, carrying the knife, would be more esurim than carrying the baby, but since carrying the baby takes longer time, you're allowed to carry the knife. Why? Because to perform the mitzvah quicker. And that should bother all of us, right?
That should bother all of us.
Yeah. Well, what's going on over there? So Taisus knew you guys were all asses kasha. So Taisus, don't worry. I have a Gemara that backs it up. What does the Gemara says? The Gemara says in Amud Beis, the Amar Pamachas, Shachachov Lehi Veyu Zemamer Shabbos, Veyu B'Shabbos Shloi Bertzoinoi. Gemara tells us a story that one time they forgot to bring the knife before the Mila, which we mentioned according to Bliezer and Taisus and Yevamis, you never really have to bring it before, but I guess they wanted to bring it before and they forgot. So the Shaila came Shabbos morning, how should we get the knife? So some genius decided he's going to carry the knife through all the backyards and courtyards to never be Mavid Dal Ramas Mishnah Sarab. From a guy decided he's going to go through all the backyards. So when they told Bliezer about this, he was very upset. So why'd you do that?
It takes long.
You have to go much longer. Right? You know, when you put in ways and they tell you, do you want to pay tolls or no pay tolls, right? We know which one takes long if you don't want to pay the tolls. So everyone says, I'm going to pay the tolls and go faster. Right? So here also, this guy decided, I'm going to go through all the... He jumped from roof to roof, right, in the neighborhood. So instead of taking the knife from the Miles house and walking in the middle of the street and walking to shul, he jumped from roof to roof, and this way only violating the rabbanis. So the Gemara says that when the Rebbe Eliezer found that out, he was very upset. Why? Because he thought that you could have done it a lot faster if you would have carried it the normal way. Says Taisus, Alma, what do we see? The Shari Rebbe Lazar Derchus Rabbin, Navi Dairaisa. Rebbe Eliezer held that it's better to be violate a Dairaisa than to be violated the Rabbanon, Kede Lemahir HaMitzvah, to make the mitzvah faster.
But I thought we said no, as far as didn't we originally that how about bring the baby at the end of Shabbos? And we said this way, the baby, and we said no, so what's Pshat according to
Taisus over here saying that Taisus' idea is that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're allowed to do whatever you need to do to make the mitzvah happen faster. That's the head. So therefore, says Taisus. Maybe. Right, but the problem is, reason makdimin is like one of those extra credit type of things. Here Taisus is answering, and this is obviously what we need to discuss more. Taisus is telling us that Rebbe Eliezer held you'll be violated Issa Deraisa when you could violate it only the Rabbanon because to do the mitzvah faster. So the question is, how does this make so much logical sense to us? You know, if you can limit the amount of Isurim, why shouldn't you? So obviously, this is going to lead us into the old question of Hutra Dechuya. If you're going to hold Hutra, so it's not a kasha. It's Tuesday. Tuesday's Tuesday. But if it's Dechuya, so then it gets a little more tricky. Dechuya means you have to try to, the two things are in conflict, so try to limit the conflict. So believe me, the next week, we'll talk more about this Taisvis, and a Taisvis, and we'll get to some of the other stuff.
This Tuesday, we have a cycle of